coming up on TMS PM. Filmfest is coming fast.
I want a tiny little NES.
Where you put the gold, buddy?
Utah guy went from bad to worse.
Cats don't respect you.
Ain't that the truth? Snowballs!
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Hello, TMS PM listeners. This is Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett.
And, hello.
It's the 10th. It's the PM edition of the show, the fifth episode a week, because you guys help us out at patreon.com/TMS. Big thanks for that. And here we are. It's 3:34 p.m. in the Mountain Time Zone, only time zone that matters. And we got stuff to talk about, Brian.
We do.
Things are amazing. Afoot.
Yeah, things have happened since
2 hours
this morning. Well, I don't know if they really have, but...
like 2.5... What, how long has it been? 2.5 hours since we last talked, right?
2.5 hours, yeah, because it was about... 3.5 hours because we wrapped at about 11.
I feel like I should have gotten more done in 3.5 hours, but...
Yeah.
It always happens that way. Yeah. I got a lot done, but not as much as I wanted to.
Maybe maybe the math is wrong. 4.5 hours.
Maybe you're
four
right.
4.5.
Now it's even worse. I feel like I should have gotten a whole lot more.
Well, I went and got a cheeseburger.
Oh, good.
I watched some of an episode of Arrow. Uh-huh. I sent out a proposal. I fixed a website. I edited another website, created an ad.
I had 3 sponsor interviews. I had streamed an hour with my daughter, Carter, and did some art there. And then,
see, there you go.
Yeah, things got done. Stuff happened. I took care of a few other things here and there, but I still have a list.
And yeah,
it's long. It's a long list.
I haven't had time yet to work on this.
It's the Dirk Diggler of lists. Oh, look at that. What is that? A puzzle?
We talked about this on
Lego.
With Major Spoiler. Yeah, it's the Lego submarine. It's the Yellow Submarine Lego edition. So you've got all 4 Beetles and...
They're just little mini figs?
They're little mini figs. It smells like acid.
Teen Spirit? Oh. Do they have the mustaches and the long
yeah
chops
this is
and all
this
that?
Is late 60s era Beatles, so you've got John Lennon with his mustache,
mm-hmm. As it should be,
Ringo with the full-on beard,
yeah,
you know, again, everything you expect from your former Beatles. Oh yeah. No, I'm taking that back. George is the one with the beard. Ringo's got a mustache and a soul patch, and Paul clean shaven as always.
Clean shaven Paul,
but yep. Does come with a little apple bunker.
Nice. Well, then we've all got what we need. Hey, a reminder, the TMS Film Festival is something we do every month now, and it's a chance for you to win a prize package, and this month is no different. Entries are due by Monday the 28th. You still have time, 30 seconds or so. There's no hard rule, but you know, don't make them too long, don't make them too short. And they don't have to be fancy. They can be funny. They can be short. They can be cute. They can be poignant. They can be whatever you want.
The special effects level can be 0 or 100,
mm-hmm.
Whatever you
want to
do.
Yeah, whatever you want in there. There's like 0 rules to this except that they're due on the 28th and that we will award a package of prizes, which is still being determined.
Yep, what those and that they all follow the format of if life were like a video game.
Yeah, if life were like a video game, that's the only other rule. So whatever that means, you guys make it. It's the November Film Festival, everybody. Catch it. And then finally, you wrote in here, are we going to get that Nintendo Classic console? And I have got a question about that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you.
Because I'm on the fence, basically. So tomorrow is the day, right? Comes out tomorrow, the Nintendo Classic console. If you pre-ordered it, boom, you're already in the running. You're going to get yours.
Yeah.
I didn't pre-order.
Hmm.
And I'm probably going to pick one up, but tell me you were about to say. You got a conundrum? You got a thought? You have an idea?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a weird place with this. So I really want one, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Some would say, Scott, just make an emulator and have all the games. No.
That's the thing, yeah.
I would like to do this legally, and I like the idea of a small little piece of hardware that's based on the old thing, and the controllers are really rad. Like, I want the experience that Nintendo's making. I don't want to just go rip them off and make my own thing. I will probably make my own main cabinet eventually that'll do some of that stuff anyway. So, you know, I like to support Nintendo when they do cool things. So for me, I really want one. I don't want to go fight for one or stay in line or be on horrible back orders, though.
No,
I'm not in the mood for that.
No, me neither.
So when is this? When? Okay, so tomorrow where? Like Target and things or what?
Target, Best Buy, GameStop.
And are Amazon doing it or no?
Amazon will have some as well tomorrow.
And they're not, are they pre-ordering?
Well, no, I think they're going to actually make them available for sale tomorrow. So if you want to stay home, you can do it that way. I think you can even do it tomorrow that way via the Target, online Target way of purchasing things.
It says I'm on a list to be notified as soon as it becomes available. Oh, I can also add it to my wish list, which is already out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. Well, I guess I'm going to get notified. And I guess at that point, I'll make a decision.
We're kind of in the catbird seat, right? I mean, we're in the position, Scott, where you and I kind of want it. Mm-hmm. But if we don't get it, we're not going to really...
No, I'll be all right. Know. I'll be okay.
Yeah. I think this is good. Like, all right, I'm going to show up tomorrow. I'll pop over to Target tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. If they have them, I'll buy one. If they don't, I won't. And whatever, I won't be upset about it.
And they're cheap enough to, you know, this just basically the cost of a single video game.
Right.
So I feel like I'm getting a pretty good deal there. It's got HDMI. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool. I want one of these. I'm not going to lie to you. I do want one of these. If I open the little cartridge flap, what comes out of there? Nothing?
I'm curious about that. It should be Pez.
Oh, little Mario Pez.
that's a
great idea.
I honestly don't know what they've got.
I mean, there's a power button, there's a reset button, then above that looks like the hinged lifty unit.
Right.
But I don't know if it actually opens. I'm looking at some pictures here. I mean, it's definitely got a flap there.
Right. It's either just indented to look like a flap or it's
really
flat because all that's in there is a little Arduino machine, right? Isn't it like a little
like a chip, computer on a chip.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't need, it'd be basically that Nintendo box really could be the size of one of the controllers, honestly.
Yeah, I'll bet you that does not open. I'm looking at the bezel now, kind of more up close. It looks like it's probably just flush there. It's supposed to look like
it. I've got an X-Acto knife that says otherwise, Scott.
Yeah, we should put something in there. Back to the Pez. We're back to the Pez.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, we'll see.
You put your weed in there.
Yeah, man, that's where you keep your weed. That's it for that. Let's get to some afternoon news because that's the time of day it is.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right, it's the evening news. It's not brought to you by anyone.
It's brought to you by a healthy two fingers of Vaseline.
Oh, that's what? You wait, what?
It's part of the next article.
Oh, okay.
Well,
good.
I don't know if it's part of the next article, but it's.
It sounds really gross the way you said it.
Yeah.
Oh, but now I see why. I forget what order I put these in. Okay, you're right. This totally works for this guy. A Mint employee, and you know when I say Mint, like
he is inbox unopened.
No. He's got a backboard. No, not a Mint employee like that.
Acid free backing sheets.
Right. No.
He'll fetch you 9.9 on eBay. No.
Not quite. No.
All right.
And also not fresh and minty. Not like that.
Does it taste like a York peppermint patty?
No, not at all. This is a all mint, right, like where they keep all the gold and money.
Gotcha. Okay.
So he works at a mint. And he's a former employee of the Royal Canadian Mint, which is where Canada keeps all their cash and their toonies and their holes with money in it, or money with holes in it. Their holes with money.
They probably have holes with money in it, too.
They probably do.
So they store them.
Well, this guy actually has a hole with money in it.
I know that was unintentional, but that was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, that went right where we needed it. A Mint employee guilty of smuggling $165,000 worth of gold in his rectum.
Nice.
It damn near killed him. A former Royal Canadian Mint employee has been found guilty of smuggling $165,000 worth of gold from the building in Sussex Drive, apparently in his rectum. An Ottawa judge ruled Wednesday morning. Leston Lawrence clearly had the opportunity to steal the gold because he often worked alone and the security cameras would not have caught him slipping gold pucks into his pocket. I just want to read that like as if I was going to say butthole. Right. This is according to Justice Peter Duty. His name is Peter Duty.
Peter Duty.
Duty, D-O-O-D-Y. His locker contained Vaseline and latex gloves. Well done, Brian. Yeah. Which could have been used to insert a puck of gold into his... the judge ruled, adding that there was no cameras in the locker room. Lawrence set off the Mint's walk-through metal detectors more than any other employee without a metal implant 28 times between December and March. So about a six-month period or so, 4 months. The court heard, but when the secondary check with handheld detectors failed to alert guards to the gold, Lawrence was able to leave each time. Duty found. According to Duty.
So nice. So he goes through the metal detector. Meh, meh, meh. Then they wind him down. Well, yes, just like the last 25 days, you're free to go. So he didn't do all $165,000 worth of gold at once.
Oh, no one. Well, yeah, not in one yeah. shot. No,
he'd I be hope like, not. You know, 600 Ugh. Pounds. His legs would be crushed trying to carry his upper half out of there.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine. Well, whatever. I can't imagine any of this, but. The handheld detectors are less sensitive than the walkthrough detectors and did not detect metal in body cavities, the ruling detailed. So, two things at play here. One, dude's busted, had gold in his pooper. And two, they'll probably make better scanners now. So
yeah, people probably. And I think probably put some cameras in the locker room.
Yeah.
So, let's say you decide you're going to do this.
All right.
Would you kind of have a little fun with your wife and say... Hon, I think there might be something wrong with me. And then you pull your pants down, squat, and poop out a little gold puck.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I'd do that. I mean, if you're going all the way in anyway and you're going to go this far, you may as well just go ahead and do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Hey, Hon, had some golden smacks for breakfast this morning. Is this normal?
I had some carbon and coal this morning.
Some rolled gold pretzels.
Yeah, weird.
I was bitten by a radioactive ingot.
One of those glitter pills from Etsy.
Right. Yes.
Anyway, so that's the thing. I got a fantastic Utah man story. You ready for this one?
Yes. Utah connection.
Utah man charged with attacking a neighbor with a stun cane. Wouldn't that just be a stun stick?
Well, whatever. I don't know.
After hurling race...
Number one, set your cane to stun.
Bring your cane, number one. Commander Riker, where's your cane? After hurling racial slur at the man's son, a drunken Utah man shouted, get out of here, you N-word. Jerk. At a little boy and then hit and shocked the boy's father with his stun cane.
Jeez.
According to police, Mark Porter, age 57, also struggled with police officers who showed up to the Salt Lake City area apartment to arrest him and defecated in the back of the patrol car. So he's so mad he just pooped in the back of the patrol car.
Great. You showed them. That is like the final insult, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like...
It's like, oh, you're going to get me, take me downtown?
Exactly. I hope you do that at the end of the trip and not the beginning.
No kidding. He was charged Monday with felony assault and other crimes. The boy's dad said his son was riding his scooter in a common area of the Draper complex. Oh, Draper's just right over there. It's not far from me at all. Thursday, when Porter hurled the slur. According to investigators, Porter's neighbor told him not to yell at his son, and he responded by smacking and shocking the man with a cane. Of course, he called the kid the N-word. Not very nice. The man managed to grab the cane out of Porter's hands by the time police arrived. And Porter, who reeked of alcohol, told the officers his neighbor had stolen his cane, the court documents showed. And then he went and pooped in the car.
He stole my stun cane when I tried to hit him with it.
Nice job, Mark Porter. That name's familiar. I hope I don't know who that is. Mark Porter.
Mark Porter.
Yeah, it sounds really familiar.
Yeah, that's time to pretend you don't know who it is, even if you do.
That's true. But it's not very far from here. It's like kind of over where my sister lives. Weird. Anyway.
This is patrol car number 72 on our way back to the station. The perp has pooped in the back seat, so we're going to take away his seatbelt and start doing some donuts in the parking lot. We'll be...
can you confirm? Is that a perp poop in the back of the patrol car? Did I hear that right? Yeah, the perp poop?
We're going to stop suddenly and take off and stop suddenly. Just see if we can shake things up back there a little bit.
Let's see if we can help this guy out. All right, next up. Why do cats bring home dead animals? Do you know?
It's like a gift, right? It's like I respect you and I brought you this piece of a squirrel.
Well, guess what? They just finished a study, and it turns out they are first and foremost natural-born hunters. As results, or sorry, as recent studies of the effect, excuse me, that feral and indoor cats, what they do is they go out there, they find a bird, and they find a rodent, and the reason they kill billions of small animals a year in the United States alone is because they don't think you're capable of it.
Oh, really?
They think they have to do it. Isn't that weird?
Look, you're not going to do it here. I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, here's a bird because you, human, couldn't go out and kill a bird. So it's because they don't think we're good enough. That is literally what the study says.
Nice.
Now, all I have to say to that is, I knew it. I freaking knew it, dude. Cats are bad. They're mean and evil. Where's your cat right now? Is he sleeping?
I was just looking to see. She's not up in her perch. I did make a little box for her out of these. So she loves boxes, right? It's, you know, we've seen pictures on her all over Twitter about how much she likes boxes.
Yeah.
So I took the Lego box that my Beatles Lego came in and built this for her this afternoon. We're going to see
what she
thinks, but it's like a little, it's got a couple windows over here.
Oh, she's going to love that.
A little opening. We'll see if she takes to it because she likes the really confined places. She likes to get into really, really small, confined places. I think she feels safe or something.
Like the opposite of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't like people who can do that. I admire them because I cannot do that.
Exactly. So we'll see. We'll see what, you know, what she thinks of that, if she gets into it or not.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that. You'll have to keep us informed. All right. Now, in a part of the show I'd like to refer to today as End Times. Okay. Here you go.
End Times.
All right. This is End Times segment. Thousands upon thousands of snowballs appeared on a Siberian beach yesterday.
Ooh.
Now.
Just snowballs. Just.
Yeah, snowballs.
Again, not talking about the delicious Hostess treat.
No. No, but that would be great, wouldn't it? We got to get rid
of
these.
Are they the pink variety or the.
And what's with all these peeps? At first glance, the circular objects in the image above, and it's on this page, might seem like Jurassic Park dino eggs or alien pods ready to hatch, but it's really just kind of a kid's dream come true, and maybe some adults. Imagine waking up one day to the sight of 1,000 snowballs scattered all over the beach where you live. How long would it take you to find yourself in the middle of the best snowball fight? Well, that was the sight that greeted residents of NIDA. N-Y-D-A, I assume, is NIDA.
NIDA.
A village near the Arctic Circle, which sounds weird to me because there's a restaurant, a fast food chain here called Arctic Circle.
And it we don't have those here. But they're known for their shakes and stuff, right?
Shakes, and they have a burger called the Ranch Burger people like a lot, but that's about it. The rest of it's kind of shitty. Their fries are terrible. Really bad. Yeah. They're barely potatoes.
The thin, stringy ones?
No, I don't mind those. These are like thicker and fatter, but they remind me of the old Wendy's ones. They just get mushy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're gross.
Yeah, see, that is a tough one when you start going with the steak fries.
Yep.
You gotta just cook them low and slow.
Yeah, right? You got a limited window.
If you flash fry them, then you're gonna get a crispy outside, but you're gonna get a very mealy, grainy inside texture.
Yep, I don't like it. Mm-mm. No, sir, I don't. This is in Siberia. The end of October, the cold sphere stretching 11 miles along the coast. Geez, 11 miles of snowballs, ranged in size from tennis ball to nearly 3 feet across. Or I guess in diameter is more accurate. We were all very surprised, one local citizen told the paper. Many people believe it was only when they saw with their own eyes. This has not happened previously. I don't know what voice I'm doing.
It should be. There was not too much snow for them to farm, so it's interesting. It's not too much hassle.
A village administrator, Valerie Alkulov. I love alcohol. Offered a natural explanation to the local media. When the water in the Gulf rose, it came into contact with the frost. The beach began to be covered with ice, and then the water began to slowly retreat, and the ice remained. Its pieces were rolling all over wet sand and turned into these balls.
Wow.
End times. It's a sign of the times. End times.
Hold on. The plague of locusts, the seas turning red, and snowballs appearing on the beach in Siberia.
Yes, always with the end times.
End.
It's just weird to think there's a sandy beach in Siberia.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I think of Siberia as that thing from Star Trek VI where they're all standing there. That's all I think of.
And Uhura dancing naked.
Yeah, Uhura, as I call it.
Yahura.
Yahura. dancing. Oh wait, which one was that? Was that five?
It was five. It was Undiscovered. It was their.
Undiscovered Country was good. It was. Yeah, this was Final Frontier. Was
Final Frontier, right?
Yeah, that was a piece of poo. Mm-hmm. Garbage poo. Let's take a break. When we come back, it's app time, and we're going to do your Twitter questions at the Ask TMS Twitter hashtag, and we'll get into those in a second. But before we do that, Brian has music. Let's play it.
I do. This one comes to us from Grant Coover, listener and fan of the show, and thank you for reaching out to me, Grant. his friend's band is called Fair Deal, and this comes from their album, which their self-titled album, Fair Deal. I'm looking to see if there's any. He didn't provide any more information about this man.
Just that it's great.
Just that it's great. Here's the, by the way, the. The approval. So he sent me a PNG file of them talking in what looks like Facebook Messenger. And he says, hey, I want to know if I can have these guys play it on their podcast called The Morning Stream, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the guy from the band replies, yeah, send them whatever you want. Send them all of it. Make us famous.
Oh, brother.
I would say that Hurricane is our more popular tune, however. And, well, sure enough, that's the one I picked. I picked Hurricane because it's a damn good song. Again, from the band Fair Deal, here is Hurricane,
not to be mixed up with the Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. This
don't
is very different.
Don't get confused by that.
Yeah, don't. The guy has forks on his eyes on that album cover. Think of that. Think of that for just a second. It's really weird. Here it is. It's Hurricane. We'll be right back.
Drinking the hurricane.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, someone in the chat room says, like, mosey music, for sure, man.
Totally mosey music.
I could just, like, go down to the boardwalk and check out the t-shirts and the stuff and eat a corn dog or whatnot.
Totally, yes, exactly.
Yeah, well done. I like that one.
Good job, fair deal.
Yeah,
fair deal.
And thanks, band, what let us use your music. Thank you so much. What's their name again? Correct. What was it?
Fair deal.
Oh, that's the name. Oh, okay. I thought that was the guy who recommended it or something.
No, that was Grant Coover.
Ah, yes, Grant Coover. Hey, I know what's going on now. This right here, this sound right here means something. Although these key clicks don't work anymore. New sounds.
App slappy.
Plus, you should have those turned off anyway.
I know, you really should. I actually kind of like the new ones. It's kind of cool. Hey, what's going on there, App Slappy people? It's right. That's we're going to do a little app review here. Brian and I like apps. We use them on the frequent. And sometimes we like to get on the show on Thursdays and talk about the ones we're using right now and that we're using the most. I'm going to recommend an app. Brian, are you ready?
Please do.
Okay. By the way, was it you that recommended Severed to me a long time ago?
Yes, the one where you're slicing pieces off of an item to get it to fit into a box?
Yes. I believe that's the one.
Oh, no, that's the one with the kind of the Mexican Day of the Dead art. Yes.
It looks like not alopecia. What's it called? There's another game on console and PC called
Guacamelee.
It's those people.
Yeah.
It's those
or people. Alopecia, sure.
Alopecia. You won't get in any trouble if you name your video game Alopecia. The game I'm going to recommend, I've had a little bit of time with, but I'm really kind of terrible at it, but I absolutely love the kind of thing it is so much that I just have to recommend it. And the game is called Moveless Chess. Okay. Now that may sound strange to you.
Chess.
Since chess is all about
how do you do chess without moving?
Chess is always about moving. Oh, you know what? I have to get more time. For real. It's micromanaged. Pricing me
oh,
now.
Oh, I hate that.
But let's pretend it's not for a second, because I think the concept's really neat. Anyway, it's this like old graphic-y looking 8-bit looking chessboard. Mm-hmm. And the difference is the chess pieces are all in some sort of strange configuration. You're always white and the other team is always black. Very racist, I know. Now, the thing about it is the king is in some position and other random pieces are in other positions. And your job is with like, let's say 10 action points. Oh, here we go. A little sound here too. All right, so it's all very lovely.
Oh, sounds like that wake up noise, one of the iPhone wake up noises.
Yeah, it kind of does actually. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm turning it off now. Anyway, the way it works is right now I've got their king in this strange position and they're just scattered. It's like a puzzle and you're not moving anything. All you're doing is saying, all right, well, using one action point, three action points, or up to 5 action points, or in this case, 9 action points, I can use a certain piece that I have in my arsenal, and I can change one of the pieces that I've already got on the board to be that piece. So for example, I have a queen, and if I want to turn another piece, or let's say a rook, I want to turn another piece into that rook, I need 5 action points to do it. Sadly, this particular puzzle that I'm on only gives me 4 total action points.
Okay, so they're saying you should be able to complete this only using 4 action points.
Yeah, and that's usually one or two pieces is all.
And once you swap out your piece for the other piece, it allows you to have a checkmate, I'm guessing.
Yes,
right?
That's how you're supposed to do it. It's supposed to create a checkmate. So instead of moving pieces around, I'm literally just going to change one of my pieces. Hopefully it's the right one, because you can only do one. Mm-hmm. And then I've either done the job or it makes me try again. Super tricky and hard, harder than you think it is, but ends up being really interesting. The funny thing is it didn't even need to be. The only reason it's chess is because you kind of already know what pieces do. So you can say, oh, I know what a knight does or a rook does. Mm-hmm. So you know what they're going to do after you make the move. But this action point system, which is kind of like an RPG or a turn-based strategy game, is just strange. It's very, very weird. And literally it is moveless chess. You're just like swap a piece out and then let the pieces go where they were going to go. And you either kill it or you lose, and you move to the next puzzle and the next puzzle, and they're all like puzzles. I am fascinated by it. My only complaint is the thing that happened when it started up and says, oh, you've used up your 8 minutes. You want more time? You can spend it on Smurf berries or whatever, or I can wait for some timer to tick down. I hate that kind of stuff. But it's free, so you can go try it. Somebody out there who thinks this is intriguing, and maybe you can make your own and not charge for it, or charge a buck and I'll pay for it, or something. Sure. But it's pretty neat. Just a nifty little weird thing. I played this on the plane both to and from BlizzCon, and it kind of had my attention for a while. So, again, that's Moveless Chess. I do not know if it's on Android, but I do know it's on iOS.
I'm looking at it right now on iOS. That's cool.
It's a pretty neat idea. If you like chess at all, it's like a whole different way of playing chess. Obviously, you're not having to play chess necessarily, but knowing the rules of chess will certainly help you. So
I'm in the mood to say, let's boycott. Let's start a revolution, Scott.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's boycott the pay-to-play model. Now, I'm all in favor of you give your customers a game for free that they can try out and play around with, right?
Right.
I'm against this. Well, you get five turns, and then you have to wait 20 minutes for your play bar to fill up so you can play again.
Yep, yep.
Or whatever.
Yep.
Leave that enabled. Let us play as much as we like, because the more we play, and then give us something else to pay for in the game. Like the perfect example is the game I'm playing right now that I'm going to be recommending.
Oh yeah, I have this one too. I'm glad you're talking about this one, because I have some questions about it. But
yeah, which is called Pinout, and it is a pinball game with a 60-second time limit, mm-hmm. Which you can increase, right? But basically, it's like an endless runner pinball game. You've got your flippers at the bottom. You're flipping the ball up, and there's a couple paths usually that you can take that kind of take you to the next table where you've got another set of flippers. And mm-hmm. basically, you're just moving from table to table. And after you get through a few tables, you move up to the next level, and the music changes, the color scheme changes. They all kind of stay in this Daft Punk Stranger Things intro kind of feel, yeah, which I
very,
love.
Very Tron like when I play
super
that.
Super Tron like, and yeah. It's really 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 engaging game. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And you can play as much as you want. You'll always start from the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you pay $2.99. And that allows you to start from the last set of tables, the bottom of the last set of tables. So if you get through the first five tables, you make it to level two, boom, you can start level two and start going up from there.
Basically, you're buying a checkpoint system, and it's not per checkpoint, everybody. Don't worry about that. It's like a one-time, right. Now you get checkpoints, basically.
Now you get all the checkpoints.
Yeah.
It is a blast. It's a lot of fun. The music is great. The visuals are great. There's also these little mini games. So you'll zip up into a table and there'll be a bumper. And when you hit that bumper, the action below will freeze. The pinball game will freeze. And you'll have a little 8-bit video game of like driving down a street, avoiding cars or asteroids or something like that.
I forgot about that.
And for each and every one of those you do, you get extra time added to your total, as well as in the pinball mode, little dots that are usually up one of the two ramps, mm-hmm. that get up there.
Now, the thing I was going to ask you is, I'm playing it right now because I'm, as we're talking about it,
yeah.
I really like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My only complaint is, or the only thing I would ask you is, are you okay with games that are always, like, timed games are usually not my bag. I usually get pissed and can't stand it.
Right.
So how do you feel about
I like that? This a lot better than the endless runner kind of thing. I like the, I didn't quite make it. Hopefully next time I'll be able to kind of thing. It's there's something really kind of fun about that,
mm-hmm.
honestly.
I usually hate timers, but I'm willing to say this does it a little bit better. Like, and it also doesn't feel like it's so restrictive that you're screwed. Like, there's always a way to win.
Right. And, as long as if you can find that right path with the ball, mm-hmm. then you can add seconds to your timer too. So
yeah, and be careful because you can tilt it.
Oh really?
Yeah, I tilted it earlier.
How do you tilt it?
Because my ball got stuck and I shook it, and then I shook it a little too much and it tilted. Which is kind of cool.
I even tried doing that because there was one point at which I lost control of the ball, but it was like in a place where it was just going really, really slow.
Yeah.
And so I was like tilting it this way and that way, trying to get it to go. And,
you know what a real bummer is when you get to one of these that's so hard that if you miss the first bumper, you're going to miss the second bumper.
Yes.
And the third bumper. And before you know it, you're about ready to pull your hair out. Oh, it's really good. It's really good. You guys, you need to play it.
It is really good. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just zipped straight down the table. Anyway. That's a blast.
Yeah.
And on the iPad Pro, feels like you're playing something the size of a real actual pinball machine.
Oh, no way. I haven't even tried that. I should give that a shot. I've only tried it on my phone.
It's it's a blast on the iPad Pro.
All right, I'll give it
a
shot.
You're playing on a heavy, heavy device.
Yeah, that's true. Holding it kind of weird. Yeah, yeah, see, so it lets me continue from room one or from table one because I died just now. Mm-hmm. And it does that because I paid the $2.99. Absolutely worth it. Support developers. Encourage them to give you fair shakes, because that's what this feels like, is a fair shake.
It totally does, yeah. And Kabika in the chat room says, yeah, I tried it, but it drained the battery really quickly for some reason. You know, it's now that you say that, just in that short time I was playing it, I lost a percentage of battery power. I know that doesn't sound like much, but just I only played it for a few seconds.
I was going to say, while we were talking about it, probably lost a few as well. I mean, it's a graphical monster, and it's also creating these tables on the fly. Keep that in mind. So you're ending up with some procedural elements as well. That's going to take computing power. It's definitely going to eat your battery a little bit. But hey, if you're home and you're plugged in, maybe.
You know, if you're you can plug it back in when you get back to your car and not have to worry about it. Psh, piece of cake. But it's fun. It is. Yeah. It's really fun.
It's really good. Check it out. It's Pin Out, right? Pin Out.
Pin Out.
Pin Out.
All one word. Pin Out.
How come no one has one called Pin Ultimate? I know there's a Pin Ultimate, like that old note taking app.
Sure.
But why isn't there a pinball game called Pin Ultimate?
There should be. That's brilliant.
Or why isn't there a bowling game called Pin Ultimate?
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Or Balls. All right, forget it. I got no ideas. I have no ideas.
Siberian Ice Balls.
I got it. It's a good idea. Too much
ass. Good, yes.
That guy on Twitter lied.
Oh, really? News
tweets. And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Oh, I'd even vote for Rick Perry over freaking... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hey, look at this. We're gonna do some tweets, some Twitter questions. These come to us with the hashtag AskTMS. And you guys send them in. We read them. And I'm going to read some of the latest here and see if we can help you out with your questions. Here's one from Chad Willett, who says, with the huge pre-holiday game release of 2016 nearly being over, what's the next big video game you're looking for? Mass Effect Andromeda for me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, by far that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I didn't really forget, but I think we get one before the other.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're saying, what do we want in 2017? Oh, yeah, Red Dead for Miles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no other question. There's no other answer to that question.
It's going to be Westworld, man.
Yep. It's, dude, I can't freaking wait. I'm so excited. I can barely stand it. Genie asks, has Nick avoided any more butt adventures? Well, it depends on what you're saying, but
adventures.
He hasn't tried to hack any computer school or school computers or anything like that. He forgot his homework today, so he's in trouble and can't play Overwatch as a result. But other than that, he's fine. He's fine.
He has been eyeing those lit up signs, the construction signs on the side of the road that are programmable. He's been eyeing those every time you drive by.
Yep. Wants to say zombie something or zombie
butt. No, he wants to just say butt.
Just butt, yeah. He should stick with butt. I agree.
Let that be your trademark. Be the Banksy of butt.
All right. Oh my gosh. Would you consider using a shitten, says Trivia Geeks. It's a shitten's disposable mitten-shaped moist wipe. There are 20 per package.
So,
and it's called a shitten.
So wait, something you put over your hand?
Yeah,
and
it looks like
your,
a mitten.
Wipe your butt with?
Yeah, it looks like a mitten. And you just go, rah, you just go at it with your whole hand, man.
It feels like that's wasteful. Like I'm not going to use the whole mitten.
I don't know.
I'm not going to be smitten with that shitten mitten.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that. I'm not going to use it. That's the answer. Katie Talmo, who is also connected to said Trivia Geeks podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to any Hollywood celebrities podcasts? If so, which ones? I'm digging Unqualified with Anna Faris.
Oh, I bet that's a good one.
I bet it is. I didn't know it existed, honestly.
I didn't either.
I wait for, like, once in a while, Mark Maron will have an interview I care about, and then I'll listen to that. But for the most part, I don't have a lot of celebrity shows, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, Scott Aukerman's Comedy Bang Bang podcast, which I find way more hilarious than the Comedy Bang Bang IFC show whatever TV show he does that. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. They weren't funny at BlizzCon either. The BlizzCon Comedy Bang Bang was kind of bad.
That's what I hear. I heard the couch stuff was really, really bad. Yeah. The podcast, though, is hilarious.
All right. I used to listen to Kevin Smith. It started to sound too stonery, so I gave up on that. What else? There was something else I listened to. Oh, I kind of like Bill Burr. I listen to his podcast now and again.
Mm-hmm. But it's Chris Hardwick's Nerdist.
Hardwick's cool.
He's cool. Like his interviews.
Mm-hmm. I don't really seek him out, though, I guess. I like the not for the kids, okay, what I'm about to tell you, but I really like the Trailer Park Boys podcast.
Oh, I still need to watch Trailer Park Boys.
You should.
I know. Every time that comes up, I say that, and you remind me that I need to watch it. So
I think you'd like it. It's super dumb, and it's basically fake documentary of these like trailer park living friends that live up in Canada. And ever since Jeff Sire / Bronco introduced me to it, I've become a huge fan. It's one of those things where it's super crass and sweary, but it's kind of got a sweet quality to it. It's really hard to explain. I don't have anything else to compare it to. It's just, it's weird. It's super weird. Huh. Maybe it's because they're Canadian. Like, it's impossible for a Canadian. Even the rankest Canadians are still nice somehow. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Here's one from Stumpwater Jack. What are three animals you would normally be, sorry, that would normally be impractical as pets, but you would want if you could raise like a cat, dog, or fish or rodent?
Okay. Three animals.
Yeah, three. Let's go back and forth. One.
Sure.
I'll go one, you go one, and we'll go through three. I'm going to say ostrich number one.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we already talk about monkeys?
Might have.
And you said it's funny you picked monkey because Tristan asked me this while we were on vacation. He's like, if you could have a pet that wasn't a cat, dog, fish, bird, blah, 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 what would it be? And I said monkey. He's like, I hate monkeys, Dad.
Why? How come he doesn't like monkeys?
I think the whole face ripping off, the potential for the potential for a little switch to get flipped inside their head and try and eat your face off.
I could see that. But like the little spider monkeys that that died from eating Indiana Jones's date.
Right, right. Those I want Marcel is what I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a little monkey.
Give me Marcel.
I'm not asking for an ape. First choice. I don't want an ape. I mean, it'd be kind of cool if he trusted me and I trusted him. But Bengal tiger, but a albino. I want a white tiger.
Wow. Look at you, Siegfried.
We like the white tigers, yeah?
Are you going to use it in your magic act?
I am going to just rub it between my thighs.
yeah, I think I want a white tiger. I think that'd be badass. So what's your second?
Penguin.
Penguin? Oh, geez, duh. Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah.
I want a
spirit animal.
I want my third one to be a house-trained wild boar. Which doesn't actually make sense to say house trained and wild, but I want like one of those grunty, pissed off, hairy boars.
Yeah, you want Pumbaa.
Yeah, I want Pumbaa. yeah, I want Pumbaa, and I want him to be house trained and stuff.
A house trained Pumbaa.
Yeah, all right, who's your third? Big third, Brian.
Big third, I'm going to say a lion.
No, a lion's cool.
Yeah, I know it's similar to your tiger business, but I like lions and
the lioness or a dude lion?
No, dude lion with the mane and everything. Because what I would do is I would set up a in the front yard. I'd set up a concrete wall that he could lay on, there's a library.
Yeah,
and he would just sit there and just watch the traffic go by and people would go, oh my god, that guy's got a lion.
That's pretty awesome. Those cats. Like a panther would be amazing.
Yeah, so like a black panther.
Panther would be so cool. All right, next up we have, let's see, this is John Lewis who says, could you use the new Patreon feed to post TMSPM early to patrons? Well, no, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, there is a new RSS thing in the Patreon. So.
I haven't messed with that. Maybe we should do that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
I feel
it.
Like we should also give them like the pre-show and post show stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know there's always good stuff that we
should. I know this is not the place for me to talk about what we could do for our patrons, Scott, because
no, I need
better. Slack is a much better place for that, but
sure. No, I need to look into that. I remember hearing about that feed thing and I never followed up on it. So I'll find out what's up with that. Scott, how did you develop your drawing style? Asks Luke. Well, Luke, I just draw a lot. That's all, really. I think my inspirations were like Mad Magazine, the Mort Drucker, Jack Davis. Mm-hmm.
Don Martin.
A little bit of Don Martin, not quite as much as other guys. I mean, I immortalized Mort Drucker and Jack Davis. I thought they were the best freaking things ever. A lot of comic book reading, a lot of Sunday strip stuff. I was really inspired by BC, the comic BC by, I can't think of his name.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Hart. Right? Johnny Hart?
Johnny Hart, yeah. Oh, yeah, love BC.
Yeah, for a long time, my stuff was indiscernible from BC. And I was a teenager mainly, but I was inspired by, I mean, so many different artists, but you just do it every day and eventually your thing kind of starts to come out.
Your stuff starts to rise to the top. And I think that's a really good way for people to get started. Tristan was asking, like, you know, I'm trying to figure out my own style and stuff like that. And his drawing is really, really good. Mm-hmm. But a couple things, he tends to just go right to pen and ink, you know, and every drawing has to be really, really intricate and detailed and to the max. And I say, you know, nothing wrong with just taking a sheet of your sketchbook right there and doing a little doodle of a hand right here, mm-hmm. and a little doodle of a race car and a watch or a hand or whatever.
Speed doodles are really good for your skill building on that.
They totally are. You're and they totally build up right. your confidence because you don't feel like everything is either make or break. Like, oh my God, this drawing is crap. Now I've ruined this whole page.
Yep. I had there were two bits of advice I got, once in high school, once in college. The one in high school was a college professor who we visited for some kind of art camp. And he said, draw an hour a day and you can be any kind of artist you want. Mm-hmm. I think that was true.
That's really
and,
good.
Another guy said, when you put down your lines, put them down with confidence and do not feather. In other words, just go. Just put it out there with some hubris. And if that line worked, it's because you had confidence in that line. And don't be all dainty with it and worried about where it's going. Just make it. And if it fails, do it again and keep just doing it.
Smart. Very good advice.
Katie Talmo asks again, which is better on mashed potatoes, turkey gravy or beef gravy, or just plain butter on them taters?
Oh.
All of those sound good, but I'm going to go with turkey gravy.
Yeah, I'm going to say turkey gravy. I like white gravy, like sausage gravy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good on, I guess that's better for biscuits. Yeah, I'm going to go on turkey gravy.
Dude, sausage gravy is good.
Tina has already informed me that we're going out to breakfast tomorrow morning. We're going to a place that's got biscuits and gravy. I don't care where it is, but that's where we're going.
Bastards. We're having tacos tonight, so there's that.
Homemade, oh, nice.
Big homemade taco bar, yeah. Will we play, same, also Katie asked, will we play Harry Potter Go once it comes out? Is that a thing or is she just...
Yeah, there's a thing. It's similar to Pokemon Go, but it's like a...
Dangerous creatures and where to find them.
Use your phone as a wand or something to catch stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to look stupid, but, you know.
Right, and that's what it, that's what it all hinges on, isn't it? Who knows how close this thing... I remember right after Pokemon Go came out, they were talking about this thing that had apparently been in development for a year or so. And they're like, oh, we thought of this too. Don't forget us. And we're telling you now because otherwise it would look like we're trying to copy Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I think they're tying it. They're probably tying it to that dangerous creatures and where to find them, or fantastic creatures and where to find them, right?
It's going to be further away than that because that's already out. That's already in theaters, isn't it?
I thought it was. Oh, maybe that's this weekend.
Oh, maybe it is this weekend.
Now that you say that, I think it is right away.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want to see The Arrival.
Let's see.
The one with Amy Adams?
Oh, yeah. No, I do want to see that.
So good.
Looks really good. Oh, yeah. I heard. Who told me? Oh, Jeff Cannata said it is one of the best sci-fi movies in years.
Wow.
So that seems like high praise.
Jeez. Yeah, no kidding.
Kenny asks. Oh, Kenny. He has a... his name. His Twitter name is Pizza Robotics. Anyway. Can you guys please mute yourselves during song breaks? Mouse clicks are ruining the songs.
Oh,
are
sorry.
We doing that? Really? I haven't noticed.
Well, I did start looking at, you know, those bags that they put Legos in?
Yeah.
You would not be able to silently put together Legos because the plastic that they use in these bags is like the aluminum foil of plastic, right? Just
oh yeah, that's the worst.
Just touching the bag creates all this noise.
It's the worst. I totally agree. That's bad.
So sorry, yes. I can mute myself.
Yeah,
that'll make you happy.
Can totally do this as well. It's not a problem.
Actually, let's do that. During the next music song, just do that the whole time.
And I can do it really fast so you can hear me. Like that. Jeff Small says, what tabletop game do you want most in VR? I would like Blizzard to make freaking Hearthstone in VR because I've played some VR games where it's like looking down on a table and it's super cool. It's
That'd be so
cool.
Awesome.
It is so awesome. So I totally want to do that.
Oh yeah, you know, be like, you remember
They're games that already do this, I should say.
What was the Sony card game?
Oh, the PlayStation Eye game.
Yes, it came. It was like the big thing to push the PlayStation Eye. I actually had the cards.
Right.
I bought a pack of them. And
you'd lay down a card, and the camera would recognize the symbol, and then it would produce like a dragon on that space, and you'd get like a little fake hologram thing on the screen.
Exactly. That thing was cool. And to do something like that with Hearthstone, where, you know, you're looking at your Yogg-Saron card, and you turn it sideways, and
It'd be so cool. It'd be so cool. I'll tell you, one of the coolest things I've ever done is on the Vive, I got into Dota 2 in just observer mode. So I'm just watching a game being played. And you can hover over kind of god mode style over the whole battlefield as if you're like in a little hovercraft.
Now, how would you not just instantly want that in Heroes?
Oh, I want it now. I want it yesterday.
Yeah.
I would like, if these are the things I want Blizzard to do with VR, I don't care if they make a VR game. I don't think they are interested in making a game that's VR, but putting their existing stuff, especially observer mode type stuff, like just let me walk around Overwatch maps, just walk around in those places. That'd be cool. Walk up and really click on Reinhardt and have him go, "Get behind me," or whatever. let's see. Can you get one more here? Oh yeah. It says, can we get an update for the next Nerdtacular? Says Ida Bloke. This is Jim Jensen. It says, you remember that thing that didn't happen last year that we all missed? There's no giant new update, except we are getting ready to do tickets like this month. So, that's still the commitment. I don't know when we're meeting about when and what and all that. There's still some question about that, but the dates are set. We're solid. Mm-hmm. It's the 29th, 30th of June and the 1st of July. So the 29th of June through the 1st of July, it's that weekend, not on the 4th, because a lot of people don't like it on the 4th, but just before that, and it's at Snowbird, and that's all we got so far. But there's a
Then you can go home and be home for the 4th and do all that business that you want to do. So. Yeah,
big announcements coming up, though, so very, very soon, Jim and everyone else who cares. Final question, Cyber Bacon says, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Brian, what are you doing?
Tina's cooking, so we're having the family over here to our house.
Yeah.
And then I get up early the next morning and I go out to Record Store Day and I buy a bunch of CDs and or not CDs, but vinyl albums that I can only get on that day because they're going to sell out instantly. And then I'm going to come back home. I'm going to pull up my big boy pants and I'm going to do a 24-hour cover-thon.
Oh, man. You're not, so you decided against the 12-hour deal.
Decided against the 12-hour thing. I got to do 24.
All right.
I just got to tough it out. I just got to be, you know, be a man about it. Scott is what I got
to
do.
I understand. Well, I will plan this year as always to pop in there and be a part of something. So.
I'm hoping we can do a TMS as part of it and maybe even get you guys on the next day for the instance.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I wouldn't mind that. So let's see how it goes. My plans are we're going to a relative's house where there is going to be some really ugly political talk and I'm really dreading it.
Oh gosh. No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, this gets going to be the worst.
It's going to be bad. It's really just
I'd trade spots with you though. I'd
love to. It's really just one person that we're worried about, to be honest.
Yeah.
Most everybody else, even the ones that are usually a little nutty are all like, this guy, we don't want this guy, but this one person. Anyway, I'll let everyone know how that goes.
Yeah.
Once that's great. I get there, indeed. All right. That is going to do it for today's show. Again, thanks, everybody. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it frequent. Use it often. I don't do this enough, so I'm going to do it now. Big thanks to Scott Fletcher for doing all our little voice bits. He's the man. We love him in ways that are kind of unnatural and a little bit sexual. So thank you, Scott Fletcher, for all you do. AlphaGeekRadio.com is the Shoutcast stream for this thing, and we love them for that as well. Thank you, DiamondClub.tv, for the video stream. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support us and help this fifth show stay on the air, along with the rest of the show that happens each and every day. What else? That's it. Frogpants.com/TMS. All our links, our contact details, everything is there. We'll be back Monday with a brand new show, a whole new week, all that kind of fun stuff. Brian, play me some music. Get me the hell out of here, will you?
Okay, that I can do. Ginger wrote in, said, "Dear Scott and Brian, my amazing wife, Kelly, told me over the weekend that we are expecting our first child."
Aww.
It is super early days, so we can't tell any of our physical friends or family. Physical friends. but I figured our internet friends were safe enough to share our excitement and nervousness with. She's keeping calm by playing WoW, which is a total mystery to me. To the next 8 months going smoothly as possible, and that my wonderful wife will be a brilliant mother, and that I know she is.
Yep.
Brian, I leave it to you to choose a track that best sums up the next 240 days of crossing everything. All the best, Ginger.
Very nice.
Well, sure. Happy to do that. And Ginger's request was anything with Imagine Dragons, Biffy Clyro, or anything to do with being pregnant. I'm gonna go ahead and take two of those. We're going to say anything to do with being pregnant and Biffy Clyro. This is a song that Biffy, I just love saying Biffy, recorded for the Saturday sessions that from the Dermot O'Leary Show, a great breakfast show in the UK. It came out in 2014. It is a cover of the song by Daft Punk, and it's obvious that this is something that happens to cause pregnancy in most cases. It is Get Lucky.
All right, it's Get Lucky. You all should get lucky this weekend and have a fantastic one. I don't mean that in the way it sounded, but I said it anyway. All right, here it is. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. Oh, what keeps the planet spinning? The force of love beginning. Oh, we've come too far to give up who we are. Let's raise a bar and our cups to the stars.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
The present has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. Oh, what is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm ready. Oh, we've come too far to give up who we are. So let's raise the bar and our cups to the stars.
Get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
We may be able to locate another energy emission from the radar room.